You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Reflect on the timeless wisdom of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Today's focus is on a beautiful statement by Imam Hassan alayhi salam about the month of Ramadan. God has made the month of Ramadan a racetrack for His creation, so they may compete in obedience to Him and attain His pleasure. This profound analogy transforms how we view Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. Let's delve into its layers of meaning. Imam alayhi salam likens the month of Ramadan to a racetrack, a place of energy, purpose, and effort. Think about it. In a race, participants are focused, disciplined, and determined to give their best. They don't waste time looking back or getting distracted. Instead, they focus on reaching the finish line, the end line, knowing every second matters. In the same way, the month of Ramadan is a limited time opportunity to strive for Allah's pleasure. It's not about competing with others in a negative way, but about pushing yourself and ourselves to improve spiritually. It's a race where the real victory lies in surpassing our own weaknesses and growing closer to Allah. Let's use a few practical examples to understand this. We can have daily prayers. Imagine two people during Ramadan. One prays five times a day, fulfilling the obligation, while the other adds extra nawafil or recommended prayers. It recites Quran after Salah, spends a moment in dua and in thoughts about what matters in life. Both are participating in the race, but the second person is striving to get ahead by doing just a little more for Allah's pleasure. And we can do charity and help others. Don't forget that, the worshipping acts are not those who are just rituals. Participate in voluntary acts and things that would, please Allah. Of course, Allah would not be surprised, but try to, like a figure of speech, surprise Him with something which is could be new for you, which is not a habit even. It could be not a habit. And this extra mile is in the race shows devotion to Allah. And fasting beyond hunger. Some people fast only to refrain from food and drink, but others guard their tongue, avoid gossip, dedicate time to self-reflection, and so on and so forth. They fast not just with their stomachs, but with their entire being. Inshallah, we'd get the best out of this month of Ramadan and get closer to Allah and win in this race. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.